Defence Secretary Philip Hammond, who is also the local MP for the town, is on the line. Good morning. And how bad are things at the moment?
Well, they're pretty bad. And, of course, people are alarmed by weather forecasting that's telling us it may get worse before it gets better.
And the military, what are they doing there in Chertsey?
Well, the military are available to provide either specialist equipment, if it's needed, or manpower, simply to do things like filling sandbags and building barriers. And across the country, the military are on standby. The civil authorities are in the lead, but if they need military support, it is available to them. Authorities in various parts of the country have requested military assistance, and it is being provided.
On Saturday, we heard the tragic news of the death of a 7-year-old boy in Chertsey in a house which had been flooded. It looks like it could be carbon monoxide poisoning rather than water contamination. During the floods in January, we spoke to the boy's father, Kia Kambola, and he spoke to us about the flooding.
Water is flowing from the lakes into the River Thames at quite an alarming rate. It's indicating that there's a direct flow. So the problem for our houses around here is absolutely not the Thames. That could rise another 500 mil. But an unintended consequence of some gravel works at the rear of the houses that subsequently form the lake is that that fills with water, and that creates flooding to all of the houses and across the road that is now shut. And that causes a huge amount of hardship to the local community as well as the local economy, because vehicles can no longer travel through Chertsey in order to make their way to work and back.
So that was him speaking just in January. What's your reaction to those claims made by Kai Kambola?
Well, look, I don't know when he was speaking, but clearly in January the river did rise to bank topping levels. The interaction of the gravel lakes, the various watercourses in the area, and the Thames itself is a very complex one. And I know from talking to people who've lived along the river for many, many years that people have very strong views and often different opinions about the way in which this complex system works. We know we've got a problem in the area. We know that the long-term solution is the Thames, the Lower Thames Flood Alleviation Scheme, but this is a very big engineered scheme that is going to take years to deliver in its full embodiment. In the meantime, we need to look for quick wins, simpler solutions that will protect at least groups of properties to reduce the pressure that people are under, to mitigate the impact on families and homes in the short term, because nobody knows what's happening with our climate patterns, but we've seen this flooding occurring on the Lower Thames more and more often, and we have to assume that we won't get through the kind of timescale that it'll take to complete the Thames Flood Alleviation Scheme without more such events. So we need temporary measures as well as a long-term solution.
Now, apparently the flooding's prompted a bit of a row between cabinet ministers. Owen Paterson not happy about Eric Pickle's criticism of the Environment Agency. Which one of them's right?
Well, I think the Environment Agency, there's two elements to this. There's what they're doing on the ground in response to the immediate challenges, and you know, they are working very hard. They're obviously working under tremendous pressure, and I think we should not forget the pressure that the people on the front line are under, often working very long hours. But there are some broader questions about the decision-making in the Environment Agency, if you like, the policy that the Environment Agency is following. Obviously, in some parts of the country, this is focused on questions about dredging. In the area of the Thames that we're talking about, there's a lot of focus on the way in which the Jubilee River, this artificial river built to protect Maidenhead from flooding, about the way in which that is operated and the way in which the Environment Agency have managed that particular piece of infrastructure. So, yeah, there are some questions around the Environment Agency's policies and operations, but let's not denigrate the work that the the Environment Agency people on the ground are doing, and I know that local residents are aware of the work that they are doing day in, day out to try and mitigate the problem.
What we have heard, though, is we've had a lot of complaints here on BBC Surrey over the last couple of weeks about the lack of a joined-up approach to the floods. You know, we had one guy on last week where Thames Water was saying one thing, the Environment Agency was saying another. And I read through everyone's statements and the County Council, and he just said, well, that's exactly it. He said, completely exasperated.
Yeah, I mean, that is a sense that I have from people who are affected, that they're trying to deal with too many different agencies. Under the civil contingencies legislation, Surrey County Council is the emergency planning authority, and I think we need to make sure in future that there is a much clearer single point of contact for people who are affected so that they can get all the information they need and they can feed in information, for example, about the whereabouts of vulnerable people in an area that is likely to be subject to flooding to a single point. And I think the County Council can perform that role as the emergency planning authority.